Before they could move, the mace came hissing through the air and thudded upright in the wet ground. A voice like thunder froze the foxes in their tracks.
Be still or die, you lady!
They watched astounded as a huge badger came bounding down the hillside. Taking a rock ledge in his stride, he gave a mighty leap and landed among them with a roar.
I am Sunflash the Mace!
The vermin had heard the name. They crouched against the air, trembling. Sunflash nodded to Scarlet.
See who lives in the cave. Tell them they are safe.
Peering through the barricade of furniture, Bruff's wife, Lully, called out.
Yer, 'tis an orkbird.
Old Uncle Blun roused himself from his noontide nap.
Did he say an orkbird? Wait till I get my girt stick. I'll give him billy-o.
Tilly clambered onto the top of the barricade, crying,
Lackerday! First foxes, then orks. Whatever next? Well, my friend, do you want to eat us too?
Scarlet kept his voice gentle and tried a smile.
No, I don't want to eat you. I'm your friend. Do you know of one called Sunflash the Mace?
Tilly's wife, Deary, poked her spiky head through a gap in the barricade.
Sunflash the Mace, do you say? I've heard of that one. A great warrior, they say. Is he outside? I'd be honoured to make his acquaintance.
It took a great deal of fussing and persuading to get old Uncle Blun and Auntie Ummer out. But the little ones had no fear at all of the majestic badger warrior. Tilly and Bruff were completely awestruck. The foxes lay face down in the dirt, Scarlet keeping a fierce eye upon them. When Uncle Blun was eventually coaxed out, he brought his girt stick and began laying about at the foxes. Bruff took the stick from the old fellow, saying,
Your nuncle, don't he beat yon vermin round. He girt Zer Sunflash might want to do that hisself.
The badger warrior listened carefully as Tilly, acting the part of spokesbeast for both families, explained how the foxes had besieged and starved them. Sunflash listened, stifling a smile as he felt the two tiny mole maids licking rainwater from his paw. Then grasping his club, he winked at Scarlet and said,
Stand those vermin upright, friend. Let me look at their scurvy faces whilst I decide what to do with them.
The mud-faced foxes wept and shivered as they faced the scowling warrior.
So, these are the tormentors of babes and old ones. These are the terrorizers of the defenseless. Well, what have you to say for yourselves?
The father fox was about to speak when Scarlet's wing buffeted him into silence. The kestrel knew the part he had to play. Scowling murderously, he strutted up and down, saying,
Lord Sunflash, these scum are not fit to speak. They are villains and foe beasts. I say we kill them.
No, please, Lord, spare us. We meant them no harm.
The entire fox family flopped down and grovelled on the wet earth, wailing piteously.